So this week's parsha is Parshas Mishpatim. In addition to being Parshas Mishpatim, being that it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it's the first of the Dalet Parshias, it's called Parshas Shkalim. In Parshas Shkalim, at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, in addition to laying Parshas Mishpatim, we're going to lay in the first part of Parshas Kisisa, which talks about counting Klal Yisrael. When you count Klal Yisrael, each person gives a machtes hashekel. We don't count 1, 2, 3, because it could be an ayin hara. It's taka brought down at the end of in Sefer Shmuel. It says that in the times of David HaMelech, there was a big plague in Klal Yisrael, because David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael. And because of that, there was a big plague. 70,000 Yidden, believe it or not, 70,000 Yidden died because of that magefa, because there was an ayin hara. And that's what the Torah says, that when you count Klal Yisrael, do it with a machtes hashekel, like this, v'lo yiyeh bahem negef b'fkoyresam, like this, there won't be a negef. The Torah already alludes to the fact that with counting Klal Yisrael directly, there'll be a negef. And we count Klal Yisrael with a machtes hashekel. I know my grandmother never likes to count how many grandchildren she has. By now already, she probably couldn't count that high. But in the days where she had fewer grandchildren, so people would ask her, how many grandchildren you have? She said, Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of grandchildren. But she would never count it because she didn't want it to be an ayin hara. Remember, my father told me that he brought her once to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked her, Nusa, how many children and grandchildren do you have already? And she's like, she didn't want to answer. My father said he was so embarrassed that Gadol HaDor is asking her, and she knows better. She's afraid of the ayin hara. So Rav Yaakov asked her again, no, tell me how many. And she's like, whatever, I'm not exactly sure. So my father said to Rav Yaakov, my mother is a little uncomfortable saying how many grandchildren, she doesn't want it to be ayin hara. So Rav Yaakov turned to her and said, ayin hara, what are you talking about? Each one is a bracha, each one is a schus, a child and a grandchild. You should count them and know exactly how many you have and thank Hashem for each one. So fine, that's a maisa rav that Rav Yaakov said you could count your grandchildren. But counting Klal Yisrael as a whole, that's a pasuk chumash, that you're not supposed to count all of Klal Yisrael. That could be chas v'shalom, a simin ra, an ayin hara for Klal Yisrael. So therefore we count with a machtes hashekel. Now let me ask you a question. The question is asked already by Rabbeinu Bechaya from the Rishonim many hundreds of years ago. Doesn't it sound strange? I mean, a machtes hashekel is not that much money. Isn't it weird to count Klal Yisrael with a machtes hashekel? Let them give a shekel. And however many shekelim you have, that's how you know how many yidden have. Every yid could afford a shekel, the pashtus. So let him give a shekel. And you know how many yidden. What's the kunz of doing a machzis hashekel, and then you count the amount of shekelim you have, and after you have that amount, now you divide it in half and figure out how many yidden you have, or you double. Right. Sorry. See, I told you it's confusing. Yeah, you count how many shekelim you have, and you double that, and then you see how many yidden you have. Let's just give everyone a shekel. Doesn't that sound much more glatt? So the mafarshim will explain here. Everyone has their own derech to explain what's the inyan of machzis hashekel. Why machzis hashekel? I saw once in the Noyam Alimelech, Rabbi Alimelech Milizhensk. What do you say? Yeah, there is a coin of machzis hashekel. That's a good word. But if you could give two coins, then in the big count of Klal Yisrael, it's not going to make a difference. One coin per person. The point is that you have a count of how many shekelim you have. You're not counting it with machzis hashekels, 3 machzis hashekels, 4 machzis hashekels. You're counting it at the end of the day. The one who's going to be counting it is going to be counting all the shekelim. So they say that there's not a remez. It's not by chance. There's a remez in the machzis hashekel. The Noyam Elimelech says, Rav Elimelech Milizhensk, in his sefer in Parashas Kisisa, he says that the idea is that a yid should realize that he doesn't represent a full shekel, he represents a machzis hashekel. It's my other person's anivus, humility. I'm not a finished product, that I'm a full shekel. Person should realize that you're not God's gift to humanity, you're a machzis hashekel. The person has to realize that he has koichas and he could fulfill his potential and accomplish great things, but there has to be a certain level of anivus that a person realizes that he's a machzis and he's not a finished product. That's the only way a yid is going to grow. That's what the Noyam Elimelech says, his mahalach, why it's a machzis hashekel. I saw something else which I think is very negaya to many of us, which is like this. The Alshach says, some have a guilty conscience, the Alshach says in the name of Rav Shlomo Elkavitz. Rav Shlomo Elkavitz, if you have not heard the name, is someone who you know very well. He is the one who was mechaber l'cha doidi. He was from the big mekubalim in Tzfat. He was actually one of the rabbeim of the Beis Yosef, of Rav Yosef Karo. So Rav Shlomo Elkavitz, his name is Rav Shlomo Halevi. If you go through the l'cha doidi, Shamar V'Zachar, Likra Shabbos, you go through, it says Shlomo HaLevi. That was written by Reb Shlomo HaKavitz, one of the greatest Mekubalim who ever lived. So the Al-Sheikh brings from Reb Shlomo HaKavitz that he said, Pshat, in Machzis HaShekel, that the word in the Machzis, the message is not necessarily Anivus. What the message is here, a message of Achdus in Klal Yisrael. That a person should realize that he is only Machzis. He is only half, a full unit is not a person on his own. The full unit is together with Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing as a Yid being a separate entity, being in his own corner. A person has to realize that he's really a Machzis, he's really a chalik of a big corporation called Klal Yisrael. There's a great piece of Reb Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shara Yosher, which is full of very deep lamdus. In his introduction to the Sefer, he writes, Divrei Machshava, Divrei Musar, and as Reb Shimon's introduction, he says like this, every Yid loves himself. Everybody loves himself, that's obvious. Every person loves themselves. What's the difference, different madregas in different Yidin? Everyone wants to do good for themselves. The question is what you include in yourself. On a very basic level, the person on the simplest level, what does he consider himself? His own good, his own goof. So what does he like to do? He likes to eat, he likes to sleep, he likes to do things that give pleasure to his goof. That's the simplest level. Person reaches a maturity level, and he realizes that he doesn't only have a goof, he has a neshama. And he does things that's good for his neshama. I know it's good for my neshama to sit and learn Torah. I know it's good for my neshama to wake up for Shachris and to come to Shir. So that's good for me. But it's not good for my goof. It's very hard for me to get up. It's hard for me to do the right thing. But when you reach a certain level of maturity, you realize that you yourself are not a goof. You're a goof with a neshama. And Adarabba, the neshama is more important than your goof. And therefore, you're still doing good for yourself, but you're expanding yourself, your anoichi. You realize that your anoichi is not my flesh and bones. Your anoichi includes your neshama. Then he says, then there's another level. Person realizes that his own ani, what is included in me, is my family. Ishtay kegufay chazal say. So a person loves his wife and he does things for his wife's good, even if it's uncomfortable for him. But he cares about his wife, he cares about his kids, he cares about his parents, he cares about his siblings, because a person realizes that himself is really his family. Famous story with Rabbi Levine, a tzaddik in our time. So what's the famous story with Rabbi Levine, that he came to the doctor, and he said, the doctor said, why are you here? So he said, my wife's foot is hurting us. And the doctor was so impressed, my wife's foot is hurting us. And the vart was that when Rabbi Levine saw the chazal that says, Ishtay kegufay, it wasn't just a maimer chazal, it's nageya by hafaras nadarim or by any other thing. Ishtay kegufay means it hurts me like my goof. And if my wife is in pain, so it gives me pain. And a person should taka feel that way with his wife, he should feel that way with anyone in his family. Their pain is your pain, their simcha is your simcha. That's the extension of the anoichi. Rav Shimon says, you don't have to love anyone more than yourself. You just have to realize who yourself is. It's not just your guf, it's your neshama as well. It's not just your own guf and your neshama, it's your family as well. Says Rav Shimon, what's the highest madrega? When a person comes to the reality that really every single yid is part of my, is part of us, is part of me, what are we? We are just like one limb, one organ in the body of the Ummah HaYisraelis. That's the truth. And when a person realizes that, so then when he loves himself and he wants to do good things for himself, so when there's another Yid in pain, or when there's another Yid who's happy, I feel his feelings. Mashallah ma davar daima, I guess we should say lahavdil alef havdalas, like all the rabbanim say. If you have an NBA team who's rallying around one guy, and this guy is the star of the team, if he falls down and breaks his leg in the middle of a game, you can be sure every other guy on the team is going to feel that pain. Not going to be the same physical pain, but they realize that their star just went, and their chances are now minimized. So what's the vart? The vart is because even though it's not themselves, there's no achdus among the goyim, the vart is, but he's on my team. If he's on my team, if he suffers, I suffer. So we have to realize on a much more ruchniistic level that everyone in Klal Yisrael, we're all on the same team. We may look different, we may act different, but everyone is really in it together. And if Klal Yisrael does good, so we benefit from it. And we have to feel that connection to Klal Yisrael. That is the message, according to Reb Shlomo HaKavitz, of the Machzis HaShekel. Every Yid is represented by a half a shekel that he should realize that he's not a separate entity. He's really only a Machzis, he's really only a part, a fraction of Klal Yisrael. The full unit is actually when Klal Yisrael is together. So if that's the case, when we hear news, right, everyone's at some point hears news. So what news is important to us? What news? You turn on the radio, you hear news. So what news? You hear something the president said, fine, that sounds important. You hear the weather, the five-day forecast, whether they're right or wrong. So you hear the weather, that sounds important. You hear about the delays on the George Washington Bridge, the inbound and the outbound, and the upper level and the lower level. All these things have very little to do with us. Sometimes it affects us in a minimal way, sometimes not even that. But what news is Takana Gaya to us? What news, when we listen to, when we read about in the proper papers, what news is Takana Gaya to us? There's a kollel that opened up in Minnesota. There's a yeshiva that opened up in Dallas. There's kids in the fourth grade of this and this cheder that went to be tested by Rav Malkiel Cutler and Mishnayis Baal Peh. All these things that you think have nothing to do with us, these are things that have to do with us. That means it's the growth of Torah in Klal Yisrael. That's something that affects us. Surely when we hear about a suicide bomber in Eretz Yisrael, we hear that Yidden are being evicted from their own homes in our land, in Eretz Yisrael, or Chas v'Shalom, a shul being burnt down in some anti-Semitic rally in a country in Europe. It can happen anywhere in the world. These are types of things that should affect us personally. It should give us pain. Because we are not sitting here in Waterbury and running our own life, and that's the beginning of end of it. A person could spend their whole week in the Beis Medrash and not know any news. Could spend your whole week doing Dvarim B'Talem and not know any news. Most of us probably fit into the middle category, where you spend some of your week doing good things and some of your week doing not so constructive things. But you don't necessarily have to feel a part of Klal Yisrael. Whatever you're doing could take up your whole week. And you don't have to concentrate on the news of Hamas and the news of this and the things that are going on in Eretz Yisrael or with other Yidden around the world. But that's something we should be nesoir today and this week of the Machzis HaShakel, that we're really a part of Klal Yisrael. And part of Klal Yisrael is a great schus. It's a great schus that there's great things in Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael has to offer us. So you know that there's hotlines for chizuk, that anyone who has any problem in the world, you call a hotline and you get chizuk. You could dial a daf and dial a shir and dial a story by Rabbi Pesach Kron. You could dial anything. There's Klal Yisrael, there's so many gemachs and so many things that Klal Yisrael does just to help other people. And it's a schus to be part of such a corporation. If a person is stuck, so you have hatzava and you have chaverim and you have all different types of things. And it's a great thing that we're able to feel part of Klal Yisrael. A yid is never alone. There's always money, there's always help, there's always chizuk. A yid is never alone. It's a very comforting thing to feeling. But in addition to that, it's a great responsibility to be a yid, to be part of Klal Yisrael. We have to think now as youngsters, when I, Mitzvah Hashem, Lacham Eves, and we should all live long and healthy lives, what contribution to Klal Yisrael are they going to say that I made? Do you know what contribution you could give to Klal Yisrael? If a person becomes a Talmud Chacham, Klal Yisrael needs Talmid Chachamim. If a person, forget about a Talmud Chacham, becomes an Erlich Yid, who is stable and is a responsible person, is able to have a marriage with Shalom Bayis, is able to raise children in a home that's a comforting home and a home that's not filled with pressure and Shalom Bayis problems, that's a contribution to the next generation of Klal Yisrael. There'll be less projects and less problem and less poverty in Klal Yisrael if people grow in their maturity and responsibility and in their learning and in their ruchnis. Person has to see Klal Yisrael not just as something that we gain from, but something that we could contribute to Klal Yisrael. We have creative minds. Baruch Hashem, each and every one in this room is a creative person, and there are people who made up the concept called partners in Torah. People call other people on the phone who they never met, and they're able to learn with others and give chizuk to others. People have gemachs of all sorts. You have to think on your own, in what way can I contribute to Klal Yisrael? It doesn't mean right now you have to leave the Beis Medrash and go out in the world and start being makariv people and start opening up gemachs and this and that. But in our own way, to steig, to become responsible young men and to become Talmid Chacham and people who could help others in Ruchnias and people who could contribute to Klal Yisrael, that's something that's so important. To realize that being part of Klal Yisrael is a responsibility. And again, there's all discussions about a person learning on their own and a person going into Kiruv. It's a great discussion. Is Kiruv important? Of course it's important, being Makarev, Levav is the Klal Yisrael. So does that mean all of us should close our Gemara and now go be Makarev? Go be part of great organizations that help Klal Yisrael. It's not for everybody, and every single Yachid has to see. Sometimes you'll be affected by going into that crowd more than they'll be affected by you in a positive way. You'll be affected by them in a negative way. Some people, it's a different Tchunas HaNefesh. Everyone has to know what's good for them. But one thing's for sure, you have to care about it, and you have to want to help a person. If there's a high school kid who needs help, or a younger bracha who needs help, or someone who you know in the family you could use a chizuk, that you don't need to be a rocket scientist to realize that that's something that's incumbent upon each Yid, being a part of Klal Yisrael to help not just your own self, not just your own neshama, not just your own wife and kids, but all of Klal Yisrael. That's someone that we're part of that group. And amidst Hashem, if we look at ourselves as part of Klal Yisrael and we act accordingly, Hashem should look at us as part of the great tzibur of Klal Yisrael. We should have the zchus hatzibur. Hashem should answer all of our tefillas, and ultimately for kabetzenu yachad me'arba kanfes ha'aretz, that Hashem should gather us in yachad with that achdus me'arba kanfes ha'aretz to bring the gula shalem.